Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. This is Rose Dallas coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I just want to take a moment to say praise Yah for waking us up this morning, and praise Yahushua HaMashiach, the Son, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the Son of the Most High, our Heavenly Father, Yah. So I just want to say, Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. You can see the hustle and bustle of the city, people to and fro, to their jobs, their destinations. And I just pray that you will cover them, Father, under the blood of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Anointed One. So, Father, I thank you so much. I thank you for life. I thank you for family, for friends, for provision, for protection. And I pray such over each and everyone that will hear this prayer call today and in the future. And remember our brethren, Father, around the world, especially those that are in Africa. So I just praise your name, Father. And I lift your name up on high, for your name is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. And with saying that, beloved, that the Father's name is worthy to be praised, I also, have on here that, I've heard a message taught regarding what name is being praised in heaven. And I find that to be very interesting, beloved. I encourage you to research that. What name is being honored? What name is being called upon in heaven? And we will see, beloved, that the name that is being called up in heaven is the Hebrew form of Yah and Yahushua. Okay, they say hallelujah. Praise ye, yeah. So I just wanted to share that, and hopefully you could look more into that. So praise ye, yeah. Praise Yahushua HaMashiach. Beloved, know that to the one you yield yourself servants to obey, that you are that one's servant. We cannot fool ourselves. A man cannot have two masters at once, because you will either love the one and despise the other. And as I was thinking about this, as I was writing this morning, the thought of my online home-based businesses came to mind. And now that I'm focusing, zooming on this one particular health and wellness business, I find that other businesses that I'm a part of are now wanting to be at the forefront of my attention, be it be through email. And I have to be conditioned in my mind and reconditioned in my mind that I'm focusing on this one health and wellness business to get to a particular goal. Because once you start focusing on multiple things or several things, you start spreading yourself thin. So that's the same. I feel like I'm loving the health and wellness, and by me wanting to maybe do 2, 3, 4 things, I'm going to start resenting the others. So that effort would not be there as if it was me doing just one thing. So I hope that is relatable. And you could relate to that this morning. But we really want to focus our love and our attention on our master. We really want to focus our love and attention on our HaMashiach, our Messiah, who is Yahushua. And I know we've been taught since we've been born about this J name, J-E-S-U-S, and many of us had images. I know I had an image of such when I was growing up in my home, and I never really questioned who this person was. I saw the image, and I just learned naturally to revere this image. But lo and behold, beloved, truth is being brought forth, and the light has shone, And we now know that that is not satisfactory unto Father Yah. We should not have such image. We should not revere such image. We should not pray unto such image. Cannot serve Elohim and money at the same time. Neither can we say we are praising our Heavenly Father and His Son, and we're following the ways of the world and the serpent. We cannot do that, beloved. It's just not pleasing. It's not acceptable. And it will not bring us into that promise of eternal life. So we truly need to examine ourselves. So, beloved, we're called to love not the world, okay? We're actually called to be separate from the world, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, to keep ourselves from the love of money and the love of the world. And when you look in the world and you see the system of things and you know, what's going on, then these verses, these scriptures, beloved, they ring true because we have to keep our hands clean and we ought to keep our hearts pure to enter into the city of Elohim. So, again, neither can we say we're praising the Father and His Son and following the ways of the world and the serpent. So we're called to love not the world. So let us examine ourselves as true worshipers, beloved. Confess today to Father Yah. Are we truly serving Him? Are we truly devoting our love, our time, our affection, our thoughts towards pleasing Him, towards knowing Him, towards, you know, just wanting to be in His presence? Like Psalm 91, verse 1, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Are we following man, beloved? And think about that. Don't be hasty to answer. Because we are encouraged again in the Psalms to not put our hope, to not put our trust in man. So that leads us to not wanting to follow man. We can't say, thus saith man, because in the very day man dies, his thoughts perish. Are we following money? Are we chasing money? Is our love for gain overshadowing our love for Messiah? Is our love for gain overshadowing our love for the Father? Is our love for fame, to be known, influence, riches, friendships, relationships, education, or career? Is our love for worldly ambitions overshadowing our love for Father Yah? Just want to say thank you, Father. I just want to praise your name, Father, for your name is worthy to be praised. And I sincerely pray, Father, that as a people that we will humble ourselves and that we will seek your face and that we will turn away from our wicked ways and that we will pray to you, Father, because you do promise that when we do that, that you will hear us from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. So we thank you, Father. Beloved, let us as a people seek to serve our Elohim in spirit and in truth. Excuse me. And we know the familiar verse in John 4, verse 24, reading from the King James Version, but I'm substituting the English terms of our Father for the Hebrew. And it says here in John 4:24, Elohim is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, beloved, we're called to worship our Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth. There's a spirit in the world, beloved. I don't know if you're aware that there are many spirits out there. However, we're called to worship in spirit and in truth. In whose spirit? What truth, beloved? I remember when you watched the movie Passion of the Christ, that movie with, you know, the famous director and producer and maker. It says, what is truth? Pilate asked the Messiah. And I personally am in awe that the Messiah did not grace him with an answer. Beloved, what is truth? What is truth, beloved? Seek to know the truth and allow the truth to set you free. To set you free from the love of this world, which is idolatry. To set you free from the love of things and the possession thereof. To set you free from breaking the laws and the commands of our Father, which were established by him. To set you free, beloved, to worship in spirit and in truth. Because again, what name are they calling upon in heaven, beloved? They are praising the Father. Yeah. They are praising the Lamb that was found worthy to open the scroll with the seven seals. And that is Yahushua Messiah. Nowhere in heaven, beloved, are they worshiping or praising a J name. And that is truth. Beloved, we're encouraged to repent and turn our hearts completely to our Heavenly Father who are in the heavens. The one who's able, beloved, to save us. The one who's able to destroy sinners. The one who's able, beloved, to wash us, to cleanse us, and to make us new again. The one who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. I encourage you, beloved, that if you have listened to the prayer thus far, I encourage you to cry out to Father Yah. I encourage you to learn what is truth. I encourage you to call upon the name of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. As I was stepping out of my home to come and sit outside this morning to enjoy the early morning, you know, this thought entered my mind. And the question is, what is the strong delusion? What is a strong delusion, brethren? What is a strong delusion? Because that's what we're under, a strong delusion. But we don't have to stay under this strong delusion, beloved. We are able to know the truth. We're able to know the truth. Messiah says what? He says that, I am the truth. John 14:6. He says, I am the truth. I am the way. And I am the life. Isn't that what he said? But I know they have it as the J name. But Yahushua HaMashiach says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. Beloved, that's some serious stuff, okay? We cannot go to the Father through the world. We cannot go to the Father through worldly possessions. We cannot go to the Father through our accomplishments and our riches, beloved. All those things Paul said he considered foolishness, beloved, for the crown that was laid up for him. So this race that we found ourselves to be partaking in, beloved, it goes deeper than what we've been taught in Sunday school. It goes deeper than what we are being taught from the televangelists, beloved. It goes deeper, beloved, than what we're being spoon-fed and allowing our minds to not be open to the truth and the whole truth. Because if it's part truth, beloved, it's still untruth. It's still a lie. So let us remember, beloved, to seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, nothing else can be added unto us. We need not chase riches. We need not chase, you know, education. We need not chase these things. We need not put them on a pedestal. Okay, beloved? We need not do that, because whatever we put on a pedestal, we make it a little god and we make it an idol. And we know that it says that we should have, in the commandments that say in Exodus 20, we should have no other Elohim. We should have no other deity. We should have no other, for the sake of those that are listening, gods. We should have no other gods, okay? And our Heavenly Father is indeed a jealous Elohim. Think about it. You're married or you have a significant other and they go off with someone else. I mean, even the Proverbs talk about that, okay? The jealousy of a husband, or even the jealousy of a wife. Beloved, we belong to Abba Father, and we ought, beloved, to place him on a pedestal. He ought to be first and foremost in your life, so that the light that is found in Yahushua Messiah and the light that is in our Heavenly Father can shine through us. So I truly encourage you not to be closed-minded, beloved, when you're presented with new truths that aren't really new. They have been of old, but may have been hidden or may have been covered up, or may, as I said, we are under a strong delusion, but again, we could turn, beloved, away from our wicked ways, and times of refreshing may come. And with those times of refreshing comes Elohim's wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding. And he will help us to understand the times, beloved, that we're living in. He will help us to understand the scriptures, beloved, on a more mature level. He will help us, beloved, to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And when you know that, beloved, when you know that, then you know nothing can pull you, nothing can snatch you out of the hands of Father Yah. Nothing, no one, not circumstances, not sickness, nothing can snatch you. Okay, beloved? And I just want to encourage someone today. I want to encourage you that no matter where you are, no matter what you may be going through, just know that you can cry out to Father Yah and he will hear you. Beloved, all he asks is that we repent, that we turn away from our wicked ways, that we turn away from doing wrong, that we turn away from sinning. And sinning, beloved, according to Scripture, is the transgression of Yah's laws. So let us turn away from sinning and let us come into a place of obedience. Let us come into a place of true love. Because remember, he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. What are his commandments, beloved? Let's look at a few of them that we could see in Exodus 20. These are the most famous ones, but there's other laws, there's other statutes, and there's other decrees that were given. But let's look at the 10 here. And Elohim spoke all these words in Exodus, and I'm looking at chapter 20. He says, I am Yah, your Elohim, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. Beloved, it said, don't make yourself an image. You remember that image I told you that was on our wall as I was growing up as a child and I learned to revere that image? That should not be. That is idolatry. That is a sneer unto the children of Israel and to the tribe of Judah. So listen, you shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, your Elohim, I'm a jealous Elohim, punishing the children for the sins of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Why would he say hate? Because when we're worshiping images, when we're worshiping idols, it's the opposite of love, beloved. How can we love the Father if we're worshiping the very things that he says not to? Remember, if you love me, keep my commands, okay? But showing love to 8,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of Yah, your Elohim, for Yah will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Well, they say misuse, but in other translation it says take the name in vain. And that's not to change the name, beloved. Like you see, they've put Lord and God. I mean, those are mere titles, beloved. Even men are considered Lord. And beloved, the Father has a name and his Son has a name. Okay? And those were taken from our scriptures. You could research that, beloved. We're called to remember the Sabbath day, the day the Father instituted at creation when he rested in Genesis chapter 2, the first couple of verses. He created the Sabbath day. He says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to Yah, your Elohim. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days Yah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land Yah, your Elohim, is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet. You shall not want your neighbor's house. You shall not covet. You should not want your neighbor's wife or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet, excuse me, and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. So I'll repeat that. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have Elohim speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Elohim has come to test you, so that the fear of Elohim will be with you to keep you from sinning. The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where Elohim was. So, beloved, we are called to turn away from sinning, which is a transgression of the laws of our Elohim. And he who hasn't heard, let him hear. This may not resonate with you, and that's okay. But he who has an ear is who is going to hear what the Spirit is saying in this day. Okay? And this is today. It says, if you hear the voice of Elohim, if you hear the voice of Yah calling, do not harden your heart as in the day of rebellion. Okay? When the children of Israel, they hardened their heart against the Most, seeing how he brought them out of Egypt with a mighty and strong arm, after seeing how he provided that manna in the wilderness. Beloved, let us call upon Yah in the spirit of truth. In the spirit of truth. So, Father, we thank you. Be with us today. Watch over us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.